Wait, but guys, sound off in the comments below.
Sound off in the comments below.
All right. Welcome back.
Welcome to the best day of the week. It's Friday. It's Sound Off Friday. I'm feeling good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You guys know Sound Off in the comments below is when you guys submit your pop culture topics and questions and we read about them and it's a good time.
Oh my God, you're making it sound like it's like Bachelor Encounters, but it's in a way it is, but in a way it is not.
True.
It's both equally a good time for sure.
Absolutely.
But yeah, you guys submit the topics and it doesn't always even have to be pop culture related. It can be literally anything you want us to talk about or you want to talk about, be part of the conversation. Let us know.
Yeah. So we put up a question box on both of our Instagrams this week and you guys submitted a bunch of topics. We're going to dive into them now. I think the one of the more pressing topics is the update on Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
Obviously, well, first of all, Jackie texted me before the news broke. Can I say this?
Yeah, you can. That's fine.
That she knew the news was going to break?
Yes. Well, because I work at NBC, so like everyone was a buzzing and everyone's like, oh my God, guys, 2 p.m. Kate Middleton has an announcement. Everyone like get ready.
I was driving when it happened and I literally was this is not safe. I do not condone this, but I texted Jackie while driving. And I know. I was in traffic, so I was going very slow.
Very slow.
But yeah, then you wrote me back and you said that she has cancer and that was like a sucker punch to the gut. Like I did not see that coming at all. Obviously, that is such devastating news.
Yeah.
She's so young.
I know.
And you just don't think that would happen to someone so young. It's so sad.
I know. I guess I didn't know what I expected the announcement to be.
I do. I thought that they were getting divorced.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's what I thought, too. Duh.
Yeah.
After what we talked about last week or the week before. Yeah, but I don't know. Do you think they ever actually would get divorced, even if they're having problems?
Are they not allowed?
I genuinely don't know. I guess they are, right? Like,
well, why wouldn't... Yeah, no, they're allowed.
Well, no, I don't know, though. Because, like, Charles wasn't able to marry Camilla till Diana died. So, I don't think... And he was in love with her the whole time.
I don't know any of this shit. Like I said in previous episodes, honestly. Oh, okay.
Really is the
Royals have never been my thing. Honestly, this Kate Middleton news is the most involved I've ever been in Kate Middleton ever.
I think technically they're allowed to get divorced, but it would be very, 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 very frowned upon. So yeah. I feel like they're going to try to avoid it at all costs.
So that is definitely what I thought it probably was. I think the issue is like, obviously, our hearts go out to Kate and her family and her kids like that. Her mm-hmm. video was obviously so sad. I think people are questioning now, though, like going back to why did they then send that tweet that said that Kate took the blame for the Photoshop? Are they still saying that she Photoshopped it? Like they haven't talked about it. That's the weird part. Like obviously the news, the actual news at hand is devastating. But now looking back at the full story as a whole, there are parts that are weird. Why did you release a Photoshopped photo? Why didn't you just stay quiet?
Right. It's almost admitting that like the internet in a way was right, that there was a cover up here. And obviously like the contents of the cover up was a lot less scandalous and more sad. But like all of these things, like the AI photo, the tweet from Kate being like, sorry guys, I just love Photoshop. Like from the palace trying to make us look in a different direction and not question where Kate was. That's all true. That all happened. That's kind of crazy.
That's the part I feel like people have like now moved on from because the news at hand is so sad. But I do think it's just worth somewhat of a conversation to say like, well, why did you do those things?
They could have never told us that. You know what I mean? Because I stood by like, why are they, when they put out all of the stuff, it's making it worse. They could have just said nothing.
That's what I said.
And then gone back to like, hey guys, we told you she was getting routine surgery. That's why she's not here. And then when she finally shows up, be like, see, we told you, like, shut up, you stupid conspiracies. But all of the stuff that they were putting out made it worse. And I don't see why they couldn't have just kept quiet, even in light of like the cancer stuff. Like she could have just been getting her treatment, taking care of herself, and then would eventually emerge. And they say, yeah, she was recovering from her surgery. Sorry. Like, I don't. I don't actually think she owes us an explanation of like
no,
all of her
I don't either.
Health totally. Details. So that's why the cover up is weird. I don't know. Have you been on like the conspiracy TikTok of all of this where like people are now like looking at the video that they put out and
well,
saying,
well, you've sent me a couple
AI.
Of them.
Well, yeah. I don't know where I stand on that. If like this is some big, that's a way bigger issue.
Oh, wait.
If like now then this video is AI and we still haven't really seen the real Kate. I don't think that's true.
I don't think it's AI. I do think it's obviously a heavily produced video that
of
they
course.
Put out. She's like reading cue cards or something. People yeah. have questioned why isn't William sitting with her? Mm-hmm. And I kind of wonder that too. I mean, maybe that was just a personal choice because she's doing this medical journey. Essentially, she is the one that has to go through
yeah.
everything. And William isn't the one that's going through it. But it is odd that he's not like sitting next to her holding her hand.
Right. I do think that is weird. I also think it's weird that she's wearing jeans and she's recovering from an intense abdominal surgery. Like, she has a blowout. It's just like, I don't know. You couldn't be seen in public doing all of your duties, but you like got a blowout and put on jeans.
I don't know. What about that video of her and William walking and then people said it wasn't her?
Yeah, I don't know. Yes, I have seen that video. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I mean,
the thing is, it's not crazy to suspect that the palace is covering other things up because they did. So I mm-hmm. feel like you're saying, the internet was right. I mean, in a sense, they were partially right about this. So to like raise an eyebrow about other things that come out, it's not the craziest
no,
concept.
It's not. So I don't know. Like, I guess we won't know, I guess, until more time goes on and we see. I do feel like pulling out cancer is like, I do believe she probably really does have cancer, right? Like,
oh,
I don't
yeah.
think that's like covering up.
No.
Well, it could be trying to cover up, I don't know, her marriage issues or something else. But I don't
no,
know.
That's like the most devastating news. My heart breaks for her and the kids.
Yeah.
And that's so sad. No, I don't think for a second that that's a fake storyline. I just question then what was all the other stuff for? I said this in a previous sound
yeah.
off when we were covering the story. I'm like, what happened to public figures just keeping quiet about things? Like, I do understand the conspiracy theories were like running wild, but like responding to them only fueled the fire even more. And when you responded
yeah.
and then people realized it was Photoshop, then you sent the tweet. Now, like, are we to assume that did Kate really send that tweet? Like, I don't
no,
think so.
No, of course not.
But they didn't say that.
Did
we don't
no.
we don't have confirmation though.
Right. No, I think this is a good lesson in never trust the palace. I think we knew they were shady, but I think this just shows like the lengths to which they will go to portray a certain narrative. So I guess we'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah.
Truth and time tells all, you know?
It does. It certainly does.
But I don't know where I stand on it, like as far as like all the AI of it all. You think
when
that's
I,
a real video?
I don't – I mean, I think I'm going to say yes. I do think it's a real
okay.
video. But right. when I first saw the video, I was like, it looked
weird
to me.
It is weird.
But she's also – like seemingly like reading a teleprompter, like it's not informal by any means,
right?
So
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I think it's obvious we wish her a speedy recovery and I hope that everything
mm-hmm.
goes smoothly with everything she's going through and she will be cancer free in the near future. I think Kate is a completely different situation though. Like, I think the issue is with the palace, not Kate.
Oh, of course. Yeah, unless this is a huge conspiracy. What if they're having trouble in their marriage because William's been cheating, as he's been rumored to have been doing this whole time. They are staging a situation where Kate has cancer, passes away, and so that way William can get with his mistress.
Oh my,
in a
guys.
Way that the public will accept, because that's the only way that they can be together is if she passes away. The same way they did to Diana. I mean, I'm just saying, this maybe has legs. I know it's morbid. I'm not wishing this, guys. This is all alleged. This is a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. Before you
say
all
your
come
name.
For me.
Say your name.
My
say
name
your
is
name.
Jackie Maroney, and this is a joke before you tell me I'm a horrible person. But honestly,
I don't think that.
Everything I said before, I take it back. That's my formal opinion on it, is that's what they're doing. And then Kate's going to pass away, and William's going to come out with his mistress that he's going to get married to, and then she's going to be Queen of England. Soleil.
You guys don't even understand what I deal with this woman. Like, I have to censor her. And you don't even know. You don't even know what's on the cutting room floor that comes out of her mouth.
You don't even know half of it.
Oh, my God. But this will stay in. Do not fucking DM me. She's all batch. That is Jackie.
Yeah, DM
the reviews, Jackie, are on you, though. When we get, like, 5,000 zero stars, that's on you.
What are they getting me zero stars for? For an amazing conspiracy theory? That's probably true.
I don't.
For wishing death on the future Queen of England. And I'm just kidding. Hey, hey, hey.
No, I do. I mean, real talk, you're going to get slaughtered.
Good. That's fine. What are they going to say? I'm joking. It's a joke.
Okay. Well, moving on.
Yeah.
We got quite a few submissions. Someone wrote, hey, love the podcast. Can y'all sound off on the Quiet On Set docuseries, which I just watched. Did you watch?
No, I haven't watched it. I feel like I've watched it because I've watched 16 million TikToks about it.
Okay.
You watched the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing. I think it was 4 or 5 episodes.
Wow.
I mean, it was...
It's sick.
It was... I mean, if you haven't watched it and you grew up in the Nickelodeon era, I highly recommend watching it because it's so crazy to see that, like, all the flashback clips that they're showing, mm-hmm. I remember seeing for the first time as a kid. And to know that, like, all of this crazy shit was going on behind the scenes. I mean, it's been known forever that Dan Schneider is like, disgusting. An evil, horrible person. He's even commented since it's come out, though. And he's like, yeah, I just, like, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that, like... These things were, like, if he is acting like he's been oblivious this whole time.
Yeah, it's so sick and disgusting. I need to hear from Amanda Bynes. I really need to know, like, what her experience was. Because that's what a lot of the TikToks have been that I've been seeing is, like, people are like, guys, Amanda was trying to tell us this back when she had, like, a breakdown and had made that other Twitter account. And none of you were listening to her, but this has been going on for a while.
Yeah. Also, if you didn't watch Quiet On Set, it is a docuseries that highlights the dark side of kids' TV, specifically Nickelodeon and a little bit of Disney, because they go into, like, Suite Life of Zack and Cody, and how there were, like, legitimate sexual predators on set that these kids had to work with all day, every day. And it's just the stories of people like Drake Bell and mm-hmm. other Nickelodeon stars that you'll definitely remember. Like, even people I didn't know their name when they showed the flashback clip, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that guy. And stuff that, like, when you're a kid, you don't realize they're showing, like, inappropriate jokes. There's something where this kid has, like, he was nose boy on, like, All That or something, mm-hmm. and he sneezes and the nose squirts something out and it splats on the girl's face. And they're like, it's a cum shot joke for 7-year-olds. But they're showing all these old clips of, like, Ariana Grande mm-hmm. laying backwards on a bed, dumping water on herself and being like, I'm so wet. Like, just unnecessary jokes that combined with everything else this man did, like, it wasn't by accident. He clearly had, like, a foot fetish. I saw that, like, the Nickelodeon logo used to be a foot, and then it's mm-hmm. like it changed and now it's just like a splat, remember Gak? It was like a Gak splat. I had Gak. But originally the logo of Nickelodeon was actually an orange foot with, like, Nickelodeon written in the middle. I feel like they honestly could have gone harder on Dan Schneider. It's very hard on Dan Schneider, but they mm-hmm. there are so many things that I know just from, like, I knew this story, other stuff. One time Nickelodeon tweeted out from the official Nickelodeon account, like, hey, kids, send a picture of your foot with, like, some phrase written on the bottom of your foot and, like, send it to us. And we're going to retweet every single kid that sends it. So, like, all it did was solicit kids to send feet pics. And, like, there's a lot of, like, once you know that and you look back at, like, all the old clips of Nickelodeon, they're always doing shit, like, weird shit with their feet. Just putting kids in, like, really crazy situations. Have you seen the Drake Bell stuff? Because that's, like...
Yeah, I have.
So Drake Bell from All That and then Drake and Josh, he opened up for the first time. I'm going to... Trigger warning? This is, like, it's, like, super dark about sexual abuse. But he opens up about how this dialogue coach on set, like, groomed him and sexually assaulted him for a very long time. And his mom would, like, allow him to sleep at his house. And there's just, like, when you watch it, the dad is in the documentary and the dad is, like, breaking down crying. And he's like, I knew something was wrong. Like, I knew. But, like, apparently the mom and dad weren't together. So the dialogue coach, his name is Brian Peck. Mm-hmm. He convinced Drake to drop his dad as his manager, which it seems like he was doing that because he wanted the dad out of the picture. So then I don't know who ended up becoming his manager, but the dad had less of a say over, like, what happened to Drake. And the mom just seemed to, like, be unaware of the fact that this shit was happening. So this guy, Brian Peck, would, like, drive him to all these auditions and stuff and be like, okay, well, you just sleep at my house because, like, it's far to drive to your house. And that was happening all the time. And Drake was, like, super brave and vulnerable to, like, open up about this story. But, yeah, it was super jarring. But I'm so happy that, like, they shed light on it now. And I hope that – I don't know, like, if Dan Schneider is not in jail. I think Brian Peck is.
He is. Good. It just makes me really question the parents, too, where I'm like, how were you guys not taking better care of your kids and watching out for this type of thing?
Oh, wait. Sorry. Peck was later convicted of lewd acts with a minor and sentenced to 16 months behind bar in 2004. However, went on to work in the industry, including other children's television shows, until around 2018 or 2019, when he appears to have stopped working in entertainment. So the minor is Drake, and this happened in 2004, and no one ever knew who it was. And this is the first time that Drake comes forward and says, like, this story was me.
Yeah.
And he even has trouble, like, articulating it, too. Like,
I know.
They keep asking him, they're like, well, what happened? And he's just like, the most horrific things that you could think of. Like, he doesn't elaborate, which is fair. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they do say that in the documentary. He went on to work on Suite Life of Zack and Cody. They have other clips of him with Leonardo DiCaprio on Growing Pains when Leo was, like, a child actor. And in the video, he's like, oh, we have, like, our super hunky teen heartthrob Leonardo. And he's, like, rubbing his arm. And Leonardo's like, oh, yeah, like, I'm so hunky. And he, like, makes a muscle. He's being, like, an innocent kid. But, like, now knowing what we know about this guy, does Leonardo DiCaprio have anything to say? Like, I just feel like there's probably other stories. If this happened to Drake, is it safe to assume that, like, this wasn't a one-time thing? Like, I would think that this guy is – and the fact that, like, you got 16 months behind bars and then you went on to work on a kids' TV show. Like, we are not doing enough to protect these child actors. Like, that's insane. No.
It's absolutely insane. I question the parents. I just I don't understand how we've, like, failed so many of these kids who have such trauma now. It's wild. I feel like, did you want to be, like, on a Disney Channel show growing up or, like, on a Nickelodeon show? I feel like that was always, like, my dream in life was to be, like, iCarly or whatever. And just to see, like, this dark side of the way people are so predatory to children is just, like, so disheartening, so sickening. I don't understand how it's, like, allowed to go on. Because it just seems like so many people knew and yet nothing was being done.
Yeah. And, like, throughout the documentary, they would put on screen, like, a statement from Nickelodeon. I guess, like, legally they had to or something. But Nickelodeon's like, you know, we're doing everything we can to protect our children. Like, I don't even know what it said. I was like, but clearly you didn't. So why was it not a thing back? Like, I feel like in today's day and age, they would be more aware of it. But, like, why back in the 90s was that not a thing? Why wasn't, like, protecting them a thing?
I think people just, like, didn't care. I think Hollywood in general is obviously an incredibly sleazy industry, and I'm sure this was happening in more places than just, like, on Nickelodeon or on Disney Channel. Like, I think a lot of child actors have stories like this. Mm-hmm. Look at Drew Barrymore. Like, she was, like, literally an 8-year-old child, like, getting drunk and doing drugs at the club, and everyone was like, this is funny. And it's like, excuse me? She's a child. And no one thinks this is weird that she's here. Everyone was like, oh, it's Drew. It's like, what? Yeah.
Really disturbing. But I think worth a watch if that's something that you're interested in. I mean, it was an entertaining documentary because it was so jarring. Like, my jaw was on the floor the entire time.
But I don't know why people like Ariana Grande aren't speaking out. Do you think she took hush money?
That I saw that.
Well, because remember, I don't know if you paid attention to Jeanette McCurdy's book when it came out. She said she was offered something like hundreds of thousands of dollars to, like, as hush money to keep quiet about what went on Nickelodeon, and she didn't take it. So then it just makes me wonder who did take it. And a lot of people are calling out, like, Ariana Grande. People are calling out Josh Peck, who literally has a podcast and somehow hasn't really discussed this at all.
Apparently he has said stuff. I haven't kept up with him. But, like, I heard that someone actually, one of my submissions said, talk about quiet on set and, like, Josh, like, flipping the fuck out. Apparently, maybe Josh reacted since the show has come out. Oh, here. Quiet on set. Drake Bell. Freaking Josh Peck losing his mind on TikTok. I feel like I went to his TikTok, though, and I couldn't find what that was referring to.
Yeah. Well, because I know him and Josh don't have a good relationship, right? They're not really friends.
So, I guess, but then Drake spoke out and said, like, since the documentary, Josh is getting a lot of hate. I want to let you guys know that he has reached out behind the scenes, and we are good. Like, basically, like, leave him alone. He's not the person to,
Yeah, but Josh isn't, like, speaking out on his podcast, it seems.
Yeah, I'm going to.
On his public platform. I want to hear from him. I want to hear from Amanda Cosgrove. I want to hear from Ariana Grande. Like, what the hell? Ugh, I miss Amanda Bynes, you know?
I know, and when people are like, oh, we want to hear from Amanda Bynes, I'm like, she was trying to talk. The media, like, covered it up, like, oh, look, she's having a breakdown, don't believe her. And, like, everyone kind of took everything she said. Did you follow Ashley Banks?
I didn't follow it, but, like, that's what a lot of the TikToks have addressed in the past, like, few weeks. Yeah, is that this Ashley Banks Twitter account.
So Amanda Bynes had an account on Twitter because there was a period of time where every tweet Amanda posted was headlines. Anything she said from Amanda Bynes' TikTok. So she created Ashley Banks, who was Amanda Bynes. And she's, like, proven it in so many ways. And basically she's like, the media can't take anything I say on this Twitter account because it's Ashley Banks. And, like, what are you going to do? Quote Ashley Banks. So, like, it was her way of basically still speaking her mind without it being coming from Amanda. But she would do things all the time to prove that, like, she was Amanda. I think she shared a picture of her license.
Yeah.
But there was plenty of things she did. But, like, on that account, she said very unhinged things that in the same style that it used to come from Amanda's Twitter, just over with a new name on Ashley Banks. And one thing she said was that she said something about her boss being inappropriate with her when she was 13.
She said she had to get an abortion because her boss impregnated her. And yeah. I think that was Dan Schneider.
That's what people are putting together. Like, that tweet did exist. It's not like that's not someone making something out of nothing. And I think that paired with everything we saw in the documentary, is it that far-fetched? I don't know.
I don't think so. Yeah.
But I feel like right now, like, I feel like Dan Schneider isn't worried about Amanda because he's like, well, she has no credibility.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she's allowed to talk. She probably also has some sort of NDA, hush money, something. Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
What happened to her podcast? She was doing a podcast for like a hot second. She's got to bring that back now.
I know, right? She dabbled in it. And then the thing is, her podcast, it was like a couple of episodes, but she always interviewed someone else. And I'm like, girl, we want you. We want it. You can have a solo. Just talk.
I know.
We want to hear from you. So, yeah. I mean, overall, super disturbing and sad. And I hope that these people that spoke up and were brave to, like, share their story, I hope it's shining light on it now and that, like, things change. I mean, I would hope that.
I would hope. Yeah. Oh, can we talk about something happy?
Yeah, this has been pretty dark things. Someone wrote, are the roses in The Bachelor real flowers? Do they last longer or are they fake? They are real. What do you mean, do they last longer? I don't know if they can do anything to the flower to make them last longer. But they are real. I know that for a fact. And I do know that they, like, pick, like, the cream of the crop flower, and if your flower is, like, a little bit wilted or if the stem isn't perfectly green, they, like, get a new one. That's wow. why they always look
Where do they get all these roses from?
I don't
Who's know. Who's the rose supplier for The Bachelor? That's someone who needs to speak out.
Yeah. Someone wrote, since you're so knowledgeable on football, who's going to win March Madness? Do I sense a little bit of sarcasm there? Also, what is March Madness? The only reason why I know what it is because she put a basketball emoji next to it. So is it basketball?
Yeah. I do know that it's basketball. If you think I know what teams are in it, you gotta be kidding me. Like, I don't know. Didn't you ever do that growing up? Like the little brackets?
Never.
Really? Never? Not once? I don't know who's in March Madness. Good one, guys. Like,
I'm going to vote for the blue team.
The blue team. Yes. Yeah. Love the blue team. So good.
Come on, Roberta. Touchdown. Okay. We have, why do you hate Zach so much? I really liked his season and I love him with Katie. Let's get one thing straight.
Writing that in your DMs.
Let's get one thing straight. We don't hate anyone. We certainly don't hate Zach. And let's leave Katie out of it. She is a lovely woman, and this has never had anything to do with Katie. I think it's just fair to say that people have people they gel with, and people have, you know, other people they don't gel with. And I think Zach is just someone that I never gelled with. I didn't love his season, and I didn't, you know, I think there were better contenders for the role.
I agree.
And I think he picked a lovely final choice, and I think they make a great couple. But there were things that he did on the show that I didn't love. And I also just, I think it's fair to have an opinion. And I always try to like not be rude, or I don't want to offend anyone. But I think it's just like, I have an opinion, and my opinion is he wasn't the greatest choice. And I don't think that opinion is like unpopular.
No, not at all.
So that's all it is.
Yeah, I just think he was like very self-important. And it was just kind of like, dude, you're lucky to even be here. Like, because like you said, I think there were a lot better contenders for the role when Rodney. He was being selected. And I just feel like because he was so self-important about it, it just felt like a little like entitled. It was just kind of like, dude, you are no one's first choice to be The Bachelor. Like, I'm not really sure why you are.
I think another thing, too, is, like, when you choose The Bachelor from the previous Bachelorette season or however long, it's always or typically the guy who, like, everyone's, like, obsessing over, like Joey. Like, on Charity season, people were like, oh, my God, Joey's so cute. We love him. Like, he should be The Bachelor. Like, other examples of, like, oh, like Ben Higgins on Caitlyn's season. Like, everyone's like, oh, Ben. It was, like, such a big, like, everyone's saying Ben. Mm-hmm. Did anyone suggest Zach? I just feel like that choice was so out of nowhere. And, like, he wasn't someone that with Rachel, people were like, oh, my God, if Zach doesn't end up with Rachel, he needs to be The Bachelor. It was just like he just became The Bachelor. And that's fine. But I agree. I do think he had, like, a little bit of, like, a cockiness to him. And it's odd coming from the person who I don't think people, like, necessarily were dying to have be the lead.
Agreed. He didn't even really have that strong of a story or a claim to it. Like, his biggest thing was just kind of like, meh, Rachel was fake to me in the fantasy suites, or like, Rachel, something changed there, and then she didn't like me anymore. It's like, okay.
Yeah, and like, the Greer go make a sales call saga of it all, what he did to Gabby. Like, the whole sex week thing. Granted, like, we obviously acknowledge that production has a big hand in that stuff.
Sure.
I just think he comes off entitled. Just honestly, but like, to say hate, he's just not my favorite Bachelor. That's it.
He's not our cup of tea. And
I'm sure he's a lovely man in real life.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. Glad we settled that.
Yeah. Would love to have him on the podcast one day. Actually, just kidding. Maybe not.
Describe what show you think should replace Bachelor in Paradise. I'm sure they're working on a new one. This is funny timing because I posted a TikTok that I do think they should cancel Bachelor in Paradise. I mean, I think it is canceled. It's just that they haven't announced it, but I don't understand why they don't bring back Bachelor Pad. Bachelor Pad was like a competition series with Bachelor contestants, and they competed for cash prize, and like, every episode there was a competition, but then you also had to vote people out. There was a lot of like manipulation and strategy involved, and like, I think the reason why people are getting tired of Bachelor in Paradise is because it's obvious that everyone is playing the game to stay on the show longer. But with Bachelor Pad, that literally is what the show is. Like, you're supposed to play the game to stay on the show longer. So, like, if the contestants are going to be doing that anyway, why not, like, just give them a show that, like, lends itself to that?
Yeah, I don't know if it necessarily is, like, something like Bachelor Pad that they need to bring back. Or just, like you said, something with an aspect that people can't go into it already having a strategy. Like, it just needs to be something new.
Yeah. I mean, I binged House of Villains. Like,
how was that?
So good. I do think you need to give it a little bit of a chance. Like, give it the first episode. Like, it was, at first, I'm like, I don't know. Remember, like, when we talked about it at first, I'm like, with everyone going in thinking they have to be a villain, are they going to be playing a part? There was a little bit of that, for sure. With certain people more than others. But once I got into the game of it, and, like, there's challenges, and, like, there's rules, and then voting people out, like, it was very similar to Bachelor Pad. Not as good as Bachelor Pad, but very similar. And that's what kind of got me on this, like, they should bring back Bachelor Pad train. Because, like, that is so entertaining. Like, you guys don't understand. I've talked about this so much, but, like, go buy the season on iTunes and you'll see what I mean. The craziest strategic manipulation, backstabbing, like, all the drama that you want. But it's, like, the show that is supposed to be happening on. Whereas, like, on Bachelor in Paradise, like, when people are faking relationships to stay on the show, that's the Bachelor in Paradise version of strategy. And that's just, like, not fun to watch.
No, not at all.
I don't know. It seems like a lot of people agree with that sentiment. And they have to know. Like, they have to know. Like, they didn't get the ratings, even with it being right behind Golden Bachelor.
I know. The fact that people were like, no, I'd rather turn this off and watch nothing than just, like, leave this on after Golden Bachelor says a lot.
Hopefully they announce it. But I could see them just not replacing it. I could see them just, because now we know Golden Bachelorette's
coming. We have Golden, right, exactly.
That's a lot of shows now. That,
what,
like,
about Golden Paradise? That's what I would
be fine with a Golden Paradise because I think it's different. First of all, all these people have never been, like, on Paradise before.
Right.
I just think
that would be more interesting. Yeah, I agree. Let's get, like, a juicy one, a good conversation starter.
I'm trying. Top sheet or no top sheet? Which one's, like, the top sheet?
Like, when you're sleeping in your bed?
Yeah.
Top sheet, obviously.
Which one's the top sheet?
The one on top.
Like, wait.
So you have, like, the one that's, like, stretchy that goes over your mattress.
That's not it. Okay.
No. Yeah. Then it's the top sheet. Then it's, like, your comforter or duvet thing.
Yeah. I'd say
obviously top sheet because then otherwise your comforter gets more dirty. And, like, I don't know about you guys. Like, I wash my sheets a lot. Like, I like clean sheets maybe, like, every week or every, like, 10 days or so. But if you're not using a top sheet, then you also have to wash your comforter that much. But, like, I don't wash my comforter as much because it's, like, big and bulky and annoying to wash.
Do you wash your comforter at all?
Well, I have, like, a duvet thing. So, yeah, I do. Maybe, like, once a month or every other month or something. Yeah.
Yeah, agreed. Top sheet. That's top my final sheet. Answer.
Okay.
Someone wrote, trends that you want to see die this year.
I have one. I don't know. What are the trends this year?
Like, I mean, my brain doesn't even go to fashion trends. I'm talking, like, I'm taking that to mean trends in general.
Yeah.
There's another one we got, and it was about, like, being annoyed about TikTok trends and, like, how POVs aren't actually POVs. Like, you know how everyone writes, like, POV, you're at the restaurant and I'm the waiter. But, like, technically, a POV is, like, what is it, point of view? Mm-hmm. It should be filmed from their point of view, like, their eyes, but it's never filmed that way. I've never taken issue with that. I never even really noticed it until this person submitted it. Do you get what I mean?
No, I don't get what you mean, because, like, if it's a POV and they're filming themselves, it's like, yeah, because it's you're the person who has the point of view.
I don't know.
Like, the user is the point of view, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I never looked into that, but in taking that and combining it with the other one saying trends you wish would die this year, I'm going to say these fucking TikToks that are so obviously staged, but then no one thinks they're staged and it drives me nuts. Like I just watched one the other day. A guy is sitting at a table and he starts randomly belting out a song, beautifully singing. Great. His girlfriend is in the side of the camera making a coffee. And all of a sudden she looks up and she's like, and, like, looks at him with loving eyes. Like, she can't believe he sings so well. So I'm watching this and I'm like, this is so, like, obviously staged. I click the fucking comments and everyone's like, oh my God, couple goals. I look at the way she looks at him. Oh my gosh. Like, they're so in love. Like, she's clearly so, like, love struck by his voice. And I'm like, I feel like this is something that in 5 years we're going to look back on and be like, why did we stage so much shit?
I know. Well, but probably because it works and it gets engagement. And the fact that people are in the comments, like, having conversations about it, at least, like, that's all they want. All these people just want attention. What are some fashion trends that are happening right now? I'm like...
I mean, the baggy jeans.
Sure. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to be, like, a classic millennial and be like, I want low-rise to go away. But, like, obviously, I want low-rise to go away. But I'm like, what is, like, something... Oh, you know what I'm kind of into? Have you seen all of those prom dresses that are more like springy? Like, people are kind of complaining about them because they look more like a dress you would like wear to brunch or like to Easter Sunday, not necessarily like a classic prom dress. But those are the types of dresses that the girlies are wearing to prom. And I think it's nice. I think it's cute.
I think in terms of prom dress, I think that's fine. I think whatever is like... people are into at that moment, like, who cares? They're 18 and they're going to prom. Like, if they want to wear like frilly frou-frou dresses, like, if that's the style. That wasn't the style when I went to prom, but like,
no,
wouldn't it be fucking weird if like you guys all still wore the same style from like however long ago? That I don't think that's that crazy. Yeah. Trying to think of like, oh, I mean, I guess like sneakers going out. I think it's funny. We've talked about this though, how like when we wore, at least I, you tell me. Yeah. But when I was young and going out, we fucking did dress business casual. I don't know why that was a thing, but like literally wearing like blazers out to the club. It's so funny.
With like that disgusting statement necklace that would like come down to like your boobs. And it was like, you know what I'm talking about? It's like the bubbles from J. Crew. It's like so large for no reason.
I had like 5,000 statement necklaces and a motherfucking scarf for every single outfit. I had accessories like up the ass. But now that's obviously not in style anymore, but like wearing sneakers to the club is, which I can't get on board with, but luckily you won't see me at the club, so it's okay.
Oh, I'm kind of on board with it though. I think it's, I love like sneakers with like a nicer outfit to kind of like dress it down. It gives like, I don't give a fuck. And it gives like, I'm just so hot and cute. I can wear whatever I want and I can be in here and it's fun. And it's obviously way more comfortable. I'm into it. Mm-hmm. If you can make it look and it's like cute, I'm down for it.
Yeah. Obviously, I mean, wear whatever the fuck you want. I'm just giving my take. I don't love the way it looks. But I also now don't love wearing like palazzo pants to the club or whatever the fuck they're called. And like
palazzo, you know, pants?
I don't know. Wasn't that what they were called? Probably not.
Like the flowy pants?
Just like
is that what they're wearing now or
No, wearing... I was trying to make a business casual joke.
Oh.
I brought like a briefcase to the club, so no, I can't talk. I can't knock other people.
And a pencil skirt.
Yeah. Ew, no, I would never. But okay.
No, those bandage skirts. That was like the thing.
Oh my god, yes. Wait, there. Oh my god, wait, no. Color.
It was so stupid.
An old trend. Did you wear the belt that wasn't actually a belt, but it actually went outside your outfit and like went over your hips? I'm going to stand up so you can see. Like,
oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
It like went like here and then it there.
Yeah.
There's a photo from college that I have and it's like 12 fucking girls. Everyone has this belt.
No.
It is, and it's so bad. Like, there was no purpose to the belt, but I had to wear it with air. For some reason, like, when the trend is, like, running rampant, you just, like, have to do it. And every outfit I had wore a belt. I also wore the belt that, like, cinched your waist, which I actually still – I agree with those still because I feel like a cinched waist never goes out of style.
Belt. Yeah. Exactly.
The other ones weren't practical. They didn't go through belt loops. They didn't actually serve any purpose.
Right.
They just hung on your hips for some reason. Are we still into Stanley Cup? Sometimes I feel like people submit things and they just like don't listen. And I'm like, can you not take up space?
Yes, I am still into Stanley Cups. I actually want to buy another one. I have one at my desk at work and I want to buy another one for home.
But we also, we already covered Stanley Cups though, is what I was trying to say.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel
just,
like.
Just giving the update.
Okay, thanks.
No problem.
Well, I don't want that person, if they end up listening, and be like, why did she call me out? Are Disney movies considered girl movies or kid movies? What's answer together? Well, they're not boy movies, so you're right.
I think that's what... Disney movies? Yeah, but, like, they're kid movies.
Yeah. Well, I thought... Okay, one, two, three.
Kid
movies. Yeah.
Right. Well, because it's, like, maybe the princess ones are more girl-skewing, but, like... There's Toy Story and Hercules and like Tarzan and other ones, Cars.
Yeah, I don't have a strong opinion on that.
What a strange question! If they're girl movies or kid movies, like,
I think she
obviously
was going...
all kids like Disney movies, you know?
I think this person may have meant because I categorized
in
boy
reference
movies.
To boy movie.
Yeah. Okay, someone wrote, are you guys watching The Valley, the Vanderpump spinoff?
I did watch the first episode. I don't know if I'll keep watching, though.
Same. Actually,
I simply just watched it because I was bored and needed something to put on. I'm not that invested. I don't think it's like, obviously, I think what we liked about Vanderpump is a lot of like the unhingedness and the partying and like the messiness and, you know, obviously a lifestyle of like having pool parties with your toddlers is not really going to lend itself to the same type of drama. As much as Jax is going to, like, try his darnest to, like, still be messy with things and, like, still make it a dramatic show.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of don't care, honestly, yeah. is my truth.
Yeah, I did put it on. I was watching a little bit of it. I feel like I touched on this in a previous episode, but when there's, like, so many new characters, it's sometimes hard for me to, like, really get invested.
Yeah.
And there's – while they brought back Jax and Brittany and Kristen – Is it everyone else besides them are new?
Yes.
That's a lot of people. Like, I understand bringing in some new people, but, like, when you have to, like, learn all these new people, like, their storylines, their names, their, like, what they're like, it's a slow grow. So I agree. I don't think the premiere was, like, bonkers, but, like, maybe that's to come. Because, I mean, if this Brittany Jack stuff, which I'm starting to believe is real. I know we said that, like, people were talking it's a publicity stunt. I think it's real.
Yeah, and if that's going to be a lot of, like, what goes on in the shows, if we see the lead-up to them finally getting separated, I think that could be interesting. But at the same time, I'm like, eh. I feel like we know what it's going to be, right? Like, we know the types of issues that Jax and Brittany have had to deal with over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of like, I'm not going to be surprised by anything.
No, and I do love that, like, Jax and Brittany are back on TV, though. Like, I missed them on TV. So I'm glad they're getting there.
I do too. A crazy person. He's meant for television. Like, what a crazy man.
Wait, so he was on House of Villains.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert if you want to watch it. Okay, I'm going to spoil something. It's not that big of a spoiler, but he goes home the first episode. So it's like, so he doesn't even get to, like, really stay on the show that long. But, like, I hope they come out with House of Villains, like, a second season. I don't think it got as much hype. After watching it, I was like, oh, shit. Like, I had the – do you ever get the, like, post-binge sadness? I have the post-binge blues.
Yeah.
Like, when you had a really good show that you was always there, you can rely on it. And then you watch the last episode and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
What do I do now? That's kind of where I'm at. I'm, like, kind of looking for more competition shows. I really liked it. But I'm not going to watch, like, Survivor. Like, I want,
why
like,
not?
A...
I hear amazing things about Survivor, I will say.
But, like, in the wilderness, though, like, that's not my jam. I don't want that.
But why does it matter if they're in the wilderness?
Because that's a boy move. That's a boy show.
No, it's not. I feel like a lot of girls watch Survivor. People love it. Like, and when I was expressing my love for Traitors, a lot of people were telling me that I should watch Survivor because it's the same type of, like, manipulative gameplay. Just because they happen to be on an island somewhere, like.
Oh, I will also say I am in love. I have feelings for Johnny Bananas.
Okay.
You know him. Well, he was eliminated
on
Traitors.
Traitors.
Now I'm, like, so sad that he was eliminated the first night on Traitors because, oh, man, I would love to see that man more. Like, first of all, he has BDE, like, hardcore, but he knows that he has BDE. And, like, he just shows it the entire season of House of Villains, and he does make it to the end, but I'm not going to spoil who wins. But, well, is that a spoiler? Sorry.
I don't know. I don't think anyone's that worried about
House of Villains. Hold on. Wait a second. House of Villains has been out for, like, 6 months. I don't think it counts, like, as a spoiler anymore. Like, I say, in Titanic, Jack dies. Like, is that a spoiler?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, if you didn't watch it, but, like, it's not on me to make sure you watch everything.
Right.
So, yeah, he doesn't win, actually.
Wait,
is that a spoiler?
Spoilers, what do you think is actually the threshold of, like, when you can, in casual life, talk about shows? Because this used to happen all the time at work with Game of Thrones. Like, Game of Thrones would come on, and then the next day, like, I'm fucking talking about it. Sorry. Like, if you didn't watch it, like, that's on you. But so I would be talking about it in the office, and then people would be like, hey, spoilers, it's the 3-day rule, the 3-day rule. And I'm like, no. Like, if you are not going to watch, like, I really just think it's up to the individual to, like, take care of themselves. Because, like, you're going to be spoiled. If you care that much, you just have to watch it. I'm not giving the collective office a three-day grace period for everyone to catch up on Game of Thrones. Like, get real.
I think if you're talking, I think in the, to the person you're talking to, you can say, hey, did you watch? And if they say no, don't have the conversation.
No, this was a man running over from the other side of the office. Fuck being that. Like, that's fair game. Hey, three-day rule. I'm like, shut up,
that, first of all, that's so weird, a three-day rule. I've never heard of that. But I have actually, I have thoughts on this because I obviously experienced this quite a bit with being in, like, the meme world with She's All Batch. I've had my fair share of, like, people calling me out if I post something, to which I've learned that, like, okay, if it's something I don't deem a spoiler, like, oh, this person went on a date or this person had this conversation, I post it whenever. In terms of the winner, I will not post who wins until it's been, like, 24 hours. There are...
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah.
I just think it's on the... Like, if you're so worried about being spoiled, get off your social media.
I do think part of it is on the person. There are, like, media outlets, though, that I have, like, major, major beef with. This season alone, if you Google The Bachelor, they have in their fucking headlines, like, The Bachelor... Oh, the finale is over. So it'll be, like, The Bachelor winner, Joey picks Kelsey. And I'm like, that literally was in their headline. But if you click on the article, it's not the homepage headline. So it's the headline they have for, like, SEO. But it's like, you do realize then on Google, you're spoiling it for anyone that Googles it. That still happens quite a bit. There's also, like, I know Bachelor Happy Hour has gotten shit because they always have an interview with the couple the day after. Yeah. And in the headline, people have complained that they don't just say, interview with Joey and his final choice. It'll say interview with Joey and Kelsey. So to anyone that didn't watch, they look at their phone and then they see that news is out there.
Sorry, that's on you. I think that's on the person, on the individual. You have to protect yourself. No one else is going to do it for you.
Only it's you can harsh, let it in.
Harsh, harsh world. Yeah, well, exactly.
The thing is with a podcast, though, if you're subscribed, it does come straight to your phone. Mm-hmm. So if they have...
turn your phone off.
Forever?
Turn your phone on airplane mode until you're able to... watch what you need to watch, or just, like, get over it, get spoiled. It's not that deep.
Yeah, like, did you think Daisy was gonna win? Come on.
Yeah, like, get real.
Wait, okay, now that we're post show we're recording this before the finale, but we are post show you guys are so fucking fickle. Like, everyone was hard on Daisy, like, Daisy until Reality Steve changed the spoiler, and then all of a sudden no one thought he was gonna choose Daisy anymore. And I'm like, I don't think anyone's basing this off of, like, their actual opinions. I think people see the spoiler and then run with it.
Yeah, but I do think the show was trying to make us feel that, like, Daisy had a stronger connection than she did.
I don't know.
Based on all those, like, edits and stuff and that people were calling out of, like, you know, he would, like, technically call Kelsey first, but they would air it as if, like, Daisy was being called first. I think there was a couple instances of that. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, also, did no one think that, like, this whole season, after Reality Steve revealed that it was Kelsey and no longer Daisy, then everyone went on, like, a Daisy for Bachelorette train. If I wasn't spoiled, which you guys know I was this season because we did that Patreon episode, I would, like, that's a spoiler. If you're saying out of the final two, one of them should be the Bachelorette, only one, like, is that not, like, a low-key spoiler to people? Like, do you think that?
I guess.
Because no one said Kelsey for Bachelorette. Like, only Daisy.
Well, I just don't... Even if Joey had picked Daisy, I don't think Kelsey had the type of, like, storyline and vibe to be the Bachelorette, regardless.
Yeah, but then they wouldn't be saying Daisy for Bachelorette.
Yeah.
They would say Maria. I think it's very obvious. Like, if you are right now tuning into the finale and you're unspoiled and you don't know who wins, like, I think that's kind of crazy, because I think the internet is making it so obvious who wins.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah.
All right, well, those are all the submissions we have for this week. We'll put up a question box next week. Definitely submit an idea or a topic you want us to cover, and we'll see you next Friday.
Yeah. Is that it?
I think that's it.
Bye, bitches.
What? Oh my god, it's like backwards day. Remember those days? What, opposite day?
Yeah. Opposite day.
All right. Yeah. Good times. Bye.